It was midday deep in the Mojave Desert. Perry, sitting on a straw suitcase, was playing a harmonica. Dick was standing at the side of a black surfaced highway, Route 66, his eyes fixed upon the immaculate emptiness as though the fervor of his gaze could force motorists to materialize. Few did, and none of those stopped for the hitchhikers. One truck driver, bound for Needles, California, had offered a lift, but Dick had declined. That was not the sort of setup he and Perry wanted. They were waiting for some solitary traveler in a decent car and with money in his billfold. A stranger to rob, strangle, discard on the desert. In the desert, sound often precedes sight. Dick heard the dim vibrations of an oncoming, not yet visible car. Perry heard it too. He put the harmonica in his pocket, picked up the straw suitcase. This, their only luggage, bulged and sagged with the weight of Perry's souvenirs, plus 3 shirts, 5 pairs of white socks, a box of aspirin, a bottle of tequila, scissors, a safety razor, and a fingernail file. All their other belongings had either been pawned or been left with the Mexican bartender or been shipped to Las Vegas, and joined Dick at the side of the road. They watched. Now the car appeared and grew until it became a blue Dodge sedan with a single passenger, a bald, skinny man. Perfect. Dick raised his hand and waved. The Dodge slowed down and Dick gave the man a sumptuous smile. The car almost, but not quite, came to a stop, and the driver leaned out the window, looking them up and down. The impression they made was evidently alarming. After a 50-hour bus ride from Mexico City to Barstow, California, and half a day of trekking across the Mojave, both hikers were bearded, stark, dusty figures. The car leaped forward and sped on. Dick cupped his hands around his mouth and called out, "You're a lucky bastard." Then he laughed and hoisted the suitcase to his shoulder. Nothing could get him really angry because, as he later recalled, he was too glad to be back in the good old USA. Anyway, another man in another car would come along. Perry produced his harmonica, his since yesterday when he stole it from a Barstow variety store, and played the opening bars of what had come to be their marching music. The song was one of Perry's favorites, and he had taught Dick all 5 stanzas. In step, and side by side, they swung along the highway, singing, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored." Through the silence of the desert, their hard, young voices rang, "Glory! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah!"